Welcome to Jerry Osborne's Vinyl Village.
When those oldies play, we listen.
I'm Jerry, and our village is like no other.
Oldies, we all love song.
Another dazzling Vinyl Village show kicks off, this time with the Hollywood Flames and Buzz, Buzz, Buzz from 1957, one of the great rock and roll records of all time, and that features their lead singer, Bobby Day. And you'll notice the lyrics say, "Buzz, buzz, buzz goes the bumblebee, and tweedly-deedly-dee goes the bird." Well, little did Bobby Day know it then, but just 1 year later, he would have a huge hit. And all he had to do was repurpose that tweedly-deedly-dee thing. And this is what the result sounded like.
He rocks in the treetop all the day long, popping and a-bopping and a-singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, 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 rockin' robin.
Tweet.
Rockin' Robin, blow Rockin' Robin, 'cause we really gonna rock tonight. Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise or loud, the big black crow, flap of their wings, singin' go bird go. Rockin' Robin, rockin' Robin, blow Rockin' Robin, 'cause we really gonna rock tonight. And it was grand. They started going steady, and bless my soul, he out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, popping and a popping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet, tweet.
Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet, tweet.
Blow Rockin' Robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Well, the pretty little raven at the birdman's stand taught him how to do the pop, and it was grand. They started going steady, and bless my soul, he out-bopped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a-bopping and
now singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street look to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet,
rock, rock, rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet.
Blow rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock him tonight.
That's Bobby Day and his fine feathered friend known as the Rockin' Robin. And that made it all the way up to number 2 on the charts. And were it not for Tommy Edwards' It's All in the Game, it would have been number 1. And it's mighty sweet to have you in the Vinyl Village. I'm Jerry Osborne and this is KPTZ. And here's Connie Francis with one of her mega hits, It's My Happiness.
Evening shadows make me blue. To be with you, my happiness. Every day I reminisce, dreaming of your tender kiss, always thinking how my happiness. A million years it seems have gone by since we shared our dreams, but I hold you again.
The ones who bring back the old records.
KPTC for Townsend.
Oh, there's never been a woman who could treat me like you do, who could trample on my pride and play around as much as you. Well, you really shake my mind up with your cheating and your lies. Till at last I make my mind up and I turn to say goodbye, say goodbye.
Suddenly you love me and you're on the rope and wide. Suddenly there's nothing that could tear you from my side. Every time it happens as I turn to walk away, suddenly you love me and I know I gotta stay. Zai, 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 zai. Zai, 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 zai.
When you find your fascination in the arms of other guys, you must know my reputation comes to nothing in their eyes. Still you take off in a hurry anytime it pleases you, and you only start to worry when I say I'm leaving you, leaving you.
Suddenly you love me and your arms are open wide. Suddenly there's nothing that could save you from my side. Every time it happens as I turn to walk away,
suddenly you love me, and I know I gotta stay. Zai, 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 zai. Zai, 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 zai. Zai, 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 zai. Zai, 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 zai.
Little Brit band is the Tremolos. And from 1968, you might think the title is Die, 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 or maybe even Whoa, Whoa, but it's neither of those. The correct title is Suddenly You Love Me, which makes a whole lot more sense. Now we move forward just 1 year to 1969, and that summer was when Joe Jeffrey had his one and only top 100 hit, qualifying him as a one-hit wonder. But that one made it all the way into the top 15, and you know it as My Pledge of Love.
I woke up this morning, baby, I had you on my mind. I woke up this morning, baby, you know that I felt so fine. You know I need you, you know that I love you. This is my pledge of love too, my pledge of love, my pledge of love. Darling, darling, darling to you, yeah, to you, yeah. I woke up this morning, baby, I had you on my mind. I felt so much love this morning. Little girl, you feel so fine. You know I need you, you know that I love you. Darling, this is my pledge of love, my pledge of love, my pledge of love. Darling, darling, darling to you. Oh yeah, to you, yeah, yeah. The sky's been dark.
Next on the Vital Village, we head for 1976 and the biggest hit of all by Candy Staton, and that's Young Hearts Run Free.
What's the sense in sharing this one and only life? Ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years and they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks up to start over again. You'll get the babies, but you won't have your man. While he's busy loving every woman that he can. Say I'm gonna leave 100 times a day. It's easier said than done when you just can't.
Young hearts run free.
a top 20 hit for Candy Staten, Young Hearts Run Free. And this is Jerry Osborne, ready to pluck two hits from the doo-wop tree of 1958, starring first the Videos and then Clyde McFadden.
She loved me with all her heart. Should I worry when we're apart? It's a lover's question I'd like to know. Does she need me as she pretends? Is this a game? Well, then will I win? It's a lover's question I'd like to know. I'd like to know when she's not with me, if she's still true to me. I'd like to know when we're kissing, she feel just what I feel, and how am I to know it's really real? Oh, tell me where the answer lies. Is it in her kiss or in her eyes? Well, it's a lover's question I'd like to know. I'd like to know when she's not with me, if she's still true to me. I'd like to know when we're kissing, does she feel just what I feel, and how am I to know it's really real? Oh, tell me where the answer lies. Is it in her kiss or in her eyes? It's a lover's question I'd like to know. I'd like to know. I'd like to know.
A delightful twin spin from 1958 on KPTZ. First the videos and Trickle Trickle, and then Clyde McFadder and A Lover's Question. Now we move up 6 years to 1964, and every so often in the midst of the British invasion, one of the American artists would sneak through and have a huge hit. And a good example of that was when Bobby Vinton took Tell Me Why to the top 10. And I love the fanfare they used to begin this track.
Try to forget, tell me why I think of you yet. I know I'll never be free. What has happened to me? Tell me why. When we danced until three, tell me why. Why my heart couldn't see. I never dreamed of romance, never gave it a chance. When I think of how you looked that day in your gown of silk and lace, should have known the day you came my way that this was the time and the place. Tell me why I keep fooling my heart when I know it was love from the start. Why don't we give it a try? If you know, tell me why. Tell me why I keep fooling my heart when I know it was love from the start. Why don't we give it a try? If you know, tell me why. Tell me. Tell me why.
You'll recall last week on the Vinyl Village, we were featuring same titles, different songs. Well, there were quite a few that I was unable to play because I simply ran out of time. And this is one of those leftovers, from Bobby Vinton and Tell Me Why, to Norman Fox and the Rob Roys, and
Tell Me Why. Why the stars in the sky, well, they're the same kind of stars that I see in your eyes. I love you, yes I do. Oh, won't you tell me why?
Chop, chop.
Tell me why. Why my heart skips a beat every time that you're near.
Thank you.
a bona fide doo-wop classic by Norman Fox and the Rob Roys, and Tell Me Why from 1957. In the spring of 1960, there were two big hit versions of Alley Oop, and they were kind of split between the two coasts. On the West Coast, the winner was the Hollywood Argyles. I guess you would have figured that out by the name Hollywood Argyles. And on the East Coast, the dominant version was by Dante and the Evergreens. And I mentioned that only because their follow-up was a really cute tune titled Time Machine, and how cool it could be to be able to go back in time and score some points with Cleopatra.
Up this here history book,
wow.
And flipped my lid when I took a look,
wow.
There on page 219 was a this here Egyptian queen,
wow.
Although she lived in 44 BC,
wow.
Cleopatra is the chick for me.
I'm gonna build a time machine so I can go back and make a scene. I'm gonna make some time with my Egyptian queen in my little old time machine.
Pretty soon I'll be making the gig when I sit the doodad on my thingamajig.
Wow.
I'll pull the crank and turn the dial.
Wow.
Very soon I'll be on the Nile.
Wow.
Holding hands with my Cleo kid.
Wow.
Sitting in the shade of a pyramid.
I'm gonna build a time machine so I can go back and make a scene. I'm gonna make some time with my Egyptian queen in my little old time machine.
She got a daddy rich as old King Tut.
Wow.
I hear her mummies all wrapped up.
Wow.
Got a room with diamonds on every shelf.
Wow.
When I walk in, she'll say, help yourself.
Wow.
I'll fill my pockets, and after a while,
wow.
We'll make some time 1960 style.
I'm gonna build a time machine so I can go back and make a scene. I'm gonna make some time with my Egyptian queen in my little old time machine.
Look at that girl go.
Yeah, yeah.
Like she sure is copacetic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, wow. Get that snake away from my girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh no. It's too late.
In 1960, the space race was already underway, and the release of this tune was perfectly timed for all of that activity. And I'm always happy to have one of my longtime friends calling for a little chit-chat. And that would be Tony Moon from Dante and the Evergreens. And let's see what that wild Floridian has on his mind right now.
Hi, this is Tony Moon with Dante and the Evergreens, and you're listening to my buddy Jerry Osborne. And you can hear him on KPTZ, Port Townsend.
Well, it's always good to hear from you, Mr. Moon. Are you calling from your home in Florida, or are you perhaps in a small town jail somewhere in Texas?
I'm across the country, literally. I'm in Sarasota, Florida, about as away from you as I can get. However!
However usually means you're going to ask me for something.
I know that you play some of the greatest music, and Jerry, I got a couple of records I'd love for you to play if you don't mind.
Well, Tony, you know my motto. You pick 'em, I'll play 'em.
One is a great old talking blues song by the Coasters that most people don't know, but they should, called Shopping for Clothes. And the other one I love is called Mr. Dyingly Sad by the Critters. I love the lead singer. I love the arrangement. The song is great. And if you could play those two for me, Jerry, I'll fly there to Washington State and buy you a hamburger.
That offer in the 1950s would have been known as payola. And so I don't want to get jammed up in a pay-for-play operation, although it would be nice to have you visit. So here we go. Request number one, Shopping for Clothes by the Coasters. From 1960, just like Time Machine.
I was shopping for a suit the other day and walked into the department store. Stepped on the elevator and told the girl, dry goods flow. When I got off, a salesman come up to me. He said, now what can I do for you? I said, well, go in there and show me all in sport clothes, like you supposed to. He said, well, sure, come on in, buddy, and dig these fabrics we got laid out on the shelf. He said,
pick yourself out one, try it on, stand in the mirror and dig yourself.
Ooh,
that suits, pure hair and bone.
Ooh, yeah, that's a suit I'd like to own.
Ooh, buddy, that suit is you.
Yeah, I believe it too. I see for the businessman, you featuring the natural shoulder that retail, wholesale, and deal. It's got the custom cuffs and the walking chalk, he says.
And I'm going to let you have it a steal.
And for the playboy, you have the latest in tweed with the cutaway flap over twice. It's a box back two button western model, he says.
Nah, ain't that nice? Ooh. Them buttons are solid gold.
You made a deal, so
that collar's pure camel hair.
Well, you can just set that right there on that chair. You go back there and you get that paper and let me sign on the dotted line. And I'll make sure I get all my payments in right on time.
Now wait a minute, buddy. Let me go back here and do a little checking on you.
Then the man, he come back, he say, I'm sorry, my man, but
your credit didn't go through.
Why, what you mean? Ain't this a shame? My heart's in pain. Ooh. Pure herringbone.
But that's a suit you'll never own.
Lord have mercy.
Hi, everyone. This is Kim West Butler, and we're really glad to have you here in the Vinyl Village. It is the happiest place in the whole USA.
Just a breeze will muss your hair, put your smile away, each little care. And if the rain should make you blue, you say tomorrow is anew. Blue be your eyes, blonde your hair. You realize beyond a care, life's in a hurry, but divinely sad. And when the leaves begin to fall, answering old winter's call, I feel my tears, they fall like rain, weeping forth the sad refrain. Mr. Dyingly Sad.
The Critters and a brilliant tune from 1966 that's probably underrated, known as Mr. Dyingly Sad. And one of a couple that I'm happy to play for Tony Moon, and we'll hear from him again somewhere down the line. But right now, we've got an appointment scheduled with Charlie Rich and his first hit that came along in 1960. It's Oh, Those Lonely Weekends.
Well, I'll make it all right.
Well, I'll make it all right.
From Monday morning to Friday.
Since you left me,
I'm as lonely as I can be.
Oh, those lonely weekends.
Say you'd be good to me. Say our love would never die. Say you'd be good to me. But baby,
wouldn't know about just any old weekend, but for this weekend, my good friend and KPTZ colleague Taylor Clark and I had a quick little discussion about what would be a really great way to spend this Saturday night.
It was a lot easier getting ready for my prom 50 years ago than it is for the KPTZ prom at the Palindrome.
Why is that?
Well, at Jerry Garcia High School, the senior prom only required tie-dyed t-shirts, for one thing.
You could wear that, or a suit and tie, or boots and sandals. Just be comfortable and ready to dance from 7 to 10 on Saturday, May 11th. It's for all ages, whether singles or couples.
May 11th is the night of the local prom, but this is not your teenager's prom.
That's right. At this community prom, we get the terrific Midnight Train Blues Band. Plus, there'll be Eagle Mount Wine and Cider and KPTZ's Fortifier Ale.
Excellent. They get to be around fellow classmates. We get to be around fellow dancers who enjoy great music.
There'll also be a photo area for prom pictures.
And listeners can meet the co-MC and DJ from the Vinyl Village, Mr. Jerry Osborne, and in person.
Well, one out of two ain't bad.
All right. See you at the prom at the Palindrome, Saturday, May 11th.
Not if I see you first.
I'll be wearing the tie-dye.
And if you still haven't had enough of our monkey business, in just a few minutes we'll be talking with Bob and Barb of the Midnight Train Blues Band.
Salesman talking to me, trying to run me up a creek, said you can buy it, go try it, you can pay me next week. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Settle down and get a home and write a book. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved. Payphone, something wrong, dime gone, will me order sue the operator for telling me a tale. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Vietnam, been a fighting in the war, army boss, army chow.
much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved. Blonde hair, good looking, trying to get me hooked on me to marry, get a home, a single, gonna write a book. Too much monkey business.
Written by Chuck Berry and performed by Elvis in 1968. And it's too much monkey business for me to be involved in. And this is the Vinyl Village, something that I am very much involved in. And for that reason, I picked a song from 1965 by Roy Orbison, and it's one that I think is probably a little overlooked. See if you remember Ride Away, as in I'm climbing on my 1965 Beamer touring bike, air-cooled by the vertically opposed pistons. I know, because I had one at the same time.
Two wheels a-turning, one girl a-yearning, big motor burning the road. I'll ride the highway, I'm going my way, I leave a story untold. Pretty girls behind me, but pretty girls are everywhere. Big motor wind up right on away from here. Right away. She won't approve of things I do or what I am, and I don't really give a she'll never see that I'll never be anyone but me. She thinks she needs me, she cries for me, but I know she's lying. Can I say? I'll just ride away. Ride away, boy. Big motor, run, run. Ride on away from heartache and misery. I'm bound to wander. Way over yonder, someone may wait just for me. True love to cling to, I need a dream to share. Someone to know me, someone to show me they care. Right.
Ride, ride, ride away, boy. Just one of an endless list of great songs from the Big O. And this is Jerry O. And before we bring in Bob and Barb of the fabulous Midnight Train Blues Band, here's another guest who preferred to make his request in person. So step right up to the microphone, introduce yourself, and tell us what you'd like to hear.
Hi, Jerry. My name is George Parrish, and I am from Port Hadlock. I would like to request a song that I've only heard once, and I didn't hear the whole thing. It's called Saturday Night Fish Fry. And I hope you know who recorded it.
I most certainly do. It was a number one hit in 1949 for Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five.
Now, if you've ever been down to New Orleans, then you can understand just what I mean. Now, all through the week, it's quiet as a mouse, but on Saturday night, they go from house to house. You don't have to pay the usual admission if you're a cook or a waiter or a good musician. So if you happen to be just passing by, stop in at the Saturday Night Fish Fry.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never see that stuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never see that stuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Now my buddy and me was on the main stem, fooling around just me and him. We decided we could use a little something to eat, so we went to a house on Rampart Street. We knocked on the door and it opened with ease, and a lush little miss said, "Come in, please." And before we could even bat an eye, we were right in the middle of a big fish fry.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen that stuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. You never see that scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Now the folks was having the time of their life, and Sam was jiving Jimmy's wife, and over in the corner was a beat-up grand being played by a big fat piano man. Now some of the chicks wore expensive frocks, some of them had on bobby socks, but everybody was nice and high at this particular Saturday Night Fish Fry.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen that scuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen that scuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Now my buddy and me, we fell right in and we hollered, "Let the joy begin." Now we figured this was a good place to play, cause the party was already underway. But all of a sudden the lights went low, and everybody made straight for the front door. Man, I was so scared I didn't know where to go. I stood right there, then I fell on the floor.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen that scuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking.
Screaming and jumping and yelling, the bottles was flying and the fish was smelling, and way up above all the noise they made, somebody hollered, "Better get out of here, this is a raid." I didn't know we were breaking the law, but somebody reached over and hit me on the jaw. They had us blocked off from the front to the back, and they were putting them in the wagon like potato sacks.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen that scuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen that scuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn.
I knew I could get away if I had a chance, but I was shaking like I had the St. Vitus dance. Now I tried to crawl under a bathtub when the policeman said, "Where you going now, bub?" Now they got us out of there like a house of fire, put us all in that black mirage. Now they might have missed a pitiful few, but they got both me and my buddy too.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen that scuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen that scuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn.
We headed for jail in a dazed condition.
They booked each one of us on suspicion. Now my chick came down and went my bail and finally got me out of that rotten jail. Now, if you ever want to get a fist in your eye, just mention a Saturday night fish fry. I don't care how many fish in the sea, but don't ever mention a fish to me.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen that scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen that scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
There you go, George. I'm happy to play that one for you. And now, as promised, I'm pleased to be joined right here in the studio by Chicago Bob and Barb. And they both will be entertaining you this coming Saturday at the Prom at the Palindrome. And we're going to learn a whole lot more about both of them as well as the event. Hello, you two, and welcome to KPTZ and the Vinyl Village.
Hi, Jerry. This is Chicago Bob. I'm with the Midnight Train Blues Band.
This is Barb from the Midnight Train Blues Band.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but don't you have an important gig coming soon?
May 11th is prom night in Port Townsend. And this town is cool enough to have two proms instead of just one. The high school prom is at the Marine Center, I believe, and we decided that we wanted to have a prom for the rest of us. And so we're going to have one at the Palindrome on May 11th, and it starts at 7 o'clock. We think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Where can tickets be obtained?
Tickets are available at the Crossroads Music and at the Food Co-op in Port Townsend, and also will be available at the door.
I have to say, Barbara, the idea of a prom is really a cool idea.
And in thinking of a prom, what can we do to get people interested in this idea and to come May 11th? We have been here 4 years, and we've seen nothing but a strong community that volunteers and gets out there and rolls their sleeves up for all the associations and the wonderful services that this town provides. And our strength is music, and so our strong point about this prom is to support KPTZ, and a generous portion of the band cost and the tickets are going to go right in the pocket of KPTZ Radio.
And you better believe that not only all of us at KPTZ, but also our listeners are very grateful for what you're doing. You mentioned that you'd only been here about 4 years. Where were you before?
Barb and I both moved to Port Townsend at the end of 2014, and we wanted to play music together. We started as a blues band, Midnight Train Blues Band. We gave ourselves admittedly big names so that we'd have something to have to grow into. Since then, we've adopted a lot of dance tunes also, because this town is full of dancers. Not all blues lined up for May 11th, but we'll have some early rock and some sock hop stuff and some up-tempo stuff, some swing things, a couple of waltzes, and a cha-cha. We'll have myself on guitar and harmonica doing a lot of the singing. Barb here is on piano and some vocals.
How about the rest of the band?
We'll have Glenn Hellman playing bass with us and Mike Jones playing drums.
Another thing that we noticed in this town, people like to dance. And I have always been a hot one out on the dance floor, and I was the first dancer out there. Now I'm on the stage with the band, and I still get Bob out to a few dances, and that's where we really saw the strength of the dancing community in the whole Olympic Peninsula. So our set lists always include dance songs. We are Get Up and Rock. Well, we also choose songs that people recognize. Sometimes it's the wife or the girlfriend that wants to get out on the dance floor. But if the guy recognizes the song, we have noticed that, boy, he's up there
it's
with
easier
her.
To get him out. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Blue Suede Shoes is a real strong one. Boy, we start playing that, and we got everybody up there.
It's a lot of fun for the band when the people just jump up like that.
Since you are the Midnight Train Blues Band, now that I know where you came from, I can imagine you have some Chicago blues influence.
My concept of blues was formed by living in Chicago, and there's a lot of different flavors of blues, like there is jazz or folk or anything else. And I patterned this thing after Muddy Waters bands, you know. And it's a quartet with, as we said, bass and drum, piano, guitar, harmonica. And for me, that's just what blues is supposed to sound like. And it just happens to be highly danceable music.
Have you seen the Palindrome lately?
the palindrome itself. It's been reopened for a couple of years now. There's not only the palindrome out there, there's the building sort of south of that is called the Arcadia Inn. And then Eagle Mount Wine and Cider has a tasting room right next to the room that we'll be in. And they'll have wine cider, and they will also have Fortifier IPA, which is a brew developed by Port Townsend Brewery with KPTZ. And proceeds from the sale of that go toward KPTZ.
We're looking forward to bringing back a memory lane experience. Not only is it a wonderful fundraiser for KPTZ, but we want you to have fun. Look in your closet. Is there a bridesmaid dress that you had to get and still fits, and you always wondered where you were going to wear it? Well, I'm going to have mine on. I'm just happy to be able to wear it again after 30 years. Corsages, definitely welcome. I think I'm going to get a wrist corsage.
I'm proud to say my tux still does fit. I bought it 2 years ago, but that's okay.
Well, and have your phone charged for pictures. We're going to have a picture wall where you can pose in front of that. And you might even hear a snowball called. Now, if you can remember what a snowball was, you'll know that it's a dance where two people start out and then you have to turn around and go ask someone else to dance. Or ladies' choice.
Yeah, we'll do a few things like
that. Yeah, we're still planning on our whole repertoire.
We are all really looking forward to it. Thank you, Bob, and thank you, Barb. And we'll see you there Saturday night for the prom at the Palindrome.